BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. One of Chile's richest men, the conservative businessman Sebastián Piñera, has won Sunday's presidential election runoff. He secured nearly 55% of the votes, defeating the left-wing senator and journalist Alejandro Guillier by 10 percentage points. Mr. Piñera has promised a better life for all Chileans. The Electoral Tribunal in Honduras has declared the incumbent Juan Orlando Hernández the winner of last month's presidential election, despite weeks of protests from the opposition over alleged fraud. Mr. Hernández defeated the popular television presenter Salvador Nasralla by less than 2 percentage points. The opposition has urged people to take to the streets and reject the court's decision. The United Nations human rights chief has told the BBC that he assumes that Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi sanctioned the repression of the Rohingya Muslim minority. Zaid Raad Al Hussein stressed that the decisions must have been taken at a high level, given the scale of the military operations that have seen thousands killed. President Trump says he has no intention of firing the special counsel Robert Mueller, who's investigating alleged Russian interference in the US presidential election. When asked if he would be dismissing Mr. Mueller, he told reporters, "No, I'm not." South Africa's governing African National Congress is voting to choose a new leader to succeed President Jacob Zuma. The party said it had reversed an earlier decision to delay the poll until Monday morning. Nearly 5,000 delegates are choosing between the Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa and former Foreign Minister Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma. British scientists say they've created the world's tiniest Christmas card. It's so small that 200 million could fit on a single postage stamp. The card features a snowman on the cover, above the message "Season's Greetings," with another message inside. BBC News.